cash-strapped Greek government is hoping to raise 2 billion euros through an emergency property tax, which has been added to homeowners' electricity bills. They say that those who don't pay will have their power supply cut off. The enormously unpopular bill is beginning to spawn a new wave of activism in Greece. And the BBC's Chloe Hadjimateou reports now.
At 87, Katerina Leta finds it difficult to read the bills that come through the post these days. Her grandson Tassos, a student who lives with her, usually takes care of them. Their apartment in northern Athens has been in the family for generations, so they don't pay rent. But without a single income between them, grandmother and grandson are dependent on other relatives to pay their expenses.
My mother is helping us a lot, and my father too. So we were, in a sense, frustrated about the specific bill.
Tassos has decided not to pay the new property tax attached to their electricity bill. His main objection to it is the fact that the government hasn't permitted any exemptions for people like him who are struggling financially.
It's not the amount of money, the cost of the bill, it's how it's being implemented. You know, it's the unfairness that derives from it.
Close by, at Nea Ionia Town Hall, emotions are running high. This suburb isn't one of the capital's wealthiest, so the local mayor set up an office to advise those who can't afford to pay the new tax. But sometimes the public's frustrations end up directed at the staff who work there.
They're very angry, they cry, they cannot anymore provide for themselves a good life, a decent life. They lost their self-respect, and you hear it every day.
The mayor, Iraklis Gotsis, believes the tax is unconstitutional, so he's created a band of activist electricians to help the district take the law into their own hands.
I've brought together a group of voluntary electricians who've agreed to reconnect anyone that the electricity board cuts off.
Aren't you worried that what you're doing is illegal?
Of course what we are doing is illegal, but I consider it my duty to protect people who are being threatened with having their power cut.
Driving down the high street, electrician Vangelis Evlondis points out the shops, all former customers, which have closed down in the last year. Around one in four has gone out of business. Vangelis is angry with the way the austerity cuts are being handled, and he says he's prepared to break the law to reconnect anyone who's had their power cut off.
They'll have their work cut out for them, trying to find out who is doing the reconnecting. I'm not going to leave any fingerprints. I have been shown how to do it by someone who works for the electricity company. Obviously, I can't say who.
Resistance to this tax has even come from inside the government that implemented it. Most Greeks were outraged when the Deputy Prime Minister Theodoros Bangalos told the TV channel Mega that he can't afford to pay the tax on the 13 homes he owns and invited the Minister of Finance to arrest him. But the reality is that the majority of ordinary people aren't prepared to risk being cut off. Local taverna, Greeks gather to drink and drown today's sorrows with old songs which speak of suffering from bygone eras. In almost every conversation, there's talk of the property tax, and most people say they've paid, however reluctantly. In fact, the government says it's already collected 80% of the first wave of the levy. So far, no one in Athens has been cut off, but for those that can't afford to pay, it's become a waiting game.
A little nervous to make tea in front of British people.
Dimitra Koutsis is a full-time carer for her mother who has cancer. Unable to pay the tax, she's got another couple of weeks before the deadline expires.
Actually, I'm hoping that something will change, that they will see that this is madness. When this came, I felt this is my duty to resist.
Do you think this tax has made activists out of ordinary citizens?
It has certainly made me an activist. And very soon, I am afraid, they will put another tax in the water bill if we accept this.
Greece's highest court has been considering whether the legislation is unconstitutional and should be scrapped. Whatever happens to this bill, austerity measures like these are likely to increase, and with them, a new wave of citizen activists.